Black culture has spread across the globe. When you have hip-hop mixing with South Asian music, gospel with opera, black contemporary art with European classical art, you have hybridity. Cut-and-mix culture probably goes back generations, but the speed of media and technology has taken the meshing to a new high. Still, there are a lot of times when the global audiences and creators don't mix face-to-face, so we're going to take a look at why art and culture are blending, but the people in the audience may not be, unless they're asked to the table. With us, we've got Donna Walker-Kuhn. She provides marketing services to multicultural performing arts organizations. She's the president of Walker International Communications Group and is Zolda Brillmeyer, a curator and writer in New York. Hi, guys.
Hello. Hi, Farai.
So, Donna, you have been promoting arts to multicultural communities for nearly 20 years. And so how do you – give me an example of something you do and the connections you try to make.
Of course. I probably will use the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater as an example. You know, it's their 50th anniversary, and we've had so much success with them on many different levels. But one of the things that I'm very excited about is our ambassador group. You know, one would think that, wow, well, the African-American community, why do you need to cultivate them for black dance? But in fact, you know, with every population we find, you know, everyone is looking for an invitation. That they want to make sure that they're welcomed at the table, that they're aware of what they're going to see, and how does this affect their lives. And so what we've done in some of our key cities, we have created a group of volunteers who dedicate an entire year to promote Alvin Ailey and then to promote to the groups that they belong to. And it continues to grow in the results in Chicago. We're extremely successful in Atlanta. We're doing a really great job. And we find that it really is the gathering. We meet once a month. It is setting the goals. It's looking at the tools, which are online tools. It's collateral materials, flyers and posters. It's appearances by the company. We kind of put it all together like a menu.
And then this and is you've even written a book that talks about your approach to it.
Yes, I have. I have. And I use that in several universities trying to develop the next generation to continue this work.
Well, Isolde, you're a curator, professor, and you focus on contemporary art produced in the last 15 to 20 years. So that's a big scope. What do you focus on?
Well, you know, Farai, and I actually really like Donna's notion of the ambassador. You're talking, Donna, about the ambassador group.
Yeah.
And in certain ways, as a curator working with contemporary artists, living artists, you know, I see artists as ambassadors within a very sort of global context. You know, I kind of have a feeling that we've moved from the era of the 1980s multiculturalism into a space of globalism that really kind of acknowledges this reality of diversity. So in terms of the exhibitions that I've curated, and I think I also take this approach in my classes both at Vassar College and Columbia University, it's really about a global mix, and it's about pulling artists from a range of different backgrounds and communities and stages, career stages, pulling them together in conversation around art, but also around ideas. So an example of this might be a exhibition that I did out at the Barry Art Center in New Jersey called Rewind, Recast, Review. And that was a small group show where I invited an American artist, a Kenyan artist, a South Asian artist, an Egyptian artist to take the idea of culture and history and rework it and represent it in whatever way they felt inspired. And culture, history, those are sort of, I guess, catchphrases that are somewhat universal. But by bringing in a global mix of artists, you're getting a range of different perspectives. And the visitor, and this is where I think, you know, like Donna, audiences are really critical. The visitor is bringing different experiences and sensibilities to the work, but is able to engage all of these different perspectives, all of this different artwork together in conversation, and is then sort of provoked to think about ideas from a range of different angles. And I really, for me, I feel like that's sort of the direction that mm-hmm. a lot of artists and curators and sort of the art world in general is moving.
Donna, you know, art... art is something, some people say art is in the eye of the beholder. It's certainly something which can be personal or something that it can be a group experience. And a lot of times you deal with group experiences. You're dealing with clients like the Alvin Ailey Dance Theater, Three Mo Tenors, the group who we've had on our show, the Apollo Theater. How do you think that Black audiences in particular view having a group experience that might take them a little bit out of a comfort zone? Like Three Mo Tenors is doing everything from gospel to opera to pop, and maybe taking some people away from their traditional musical experiences.
That is correct. And what we find is we try to create an environment for them, almost like a bridge from their house to the front door of the theater, so that, one, they'll feel safe, they'll feel informed, and they'll be excited. So with Three Mo Tenors, we took the tenors to the community. We don't just wait for people to go and buy a ticket. We took them to churches. We took them to street fairs. We took them to presentations so people could see them, hear them, feel them. So that when we start promoting the sales, then that would be an organic response. Well, of course we want to come and see a full concert. They were at my church last week, or they were in my neighborhood last week. And we think that that's really very, very important. One of the things we also experienced when we worked on Margaret Garner here in New York with New York City Opera, the way we positioned this opera, which you know is a true story of a slave woman who murdered her daughter rather than have her brought up as a slave, we created a dialogue online, you know, so that people were talking about this. You know, would this happen today? What is the impact of this? Wow, as a mother, how would I respond? That created such an energy and buzz that it helped people form their own groups to come and see the show and then have a post-show experience. And so, yes, the group experience, I think, is critical in creating comfort for communities of color.
Isolde, tell me about, just really quickly, what can people do to encourage a group experience with art for people who are not used to it? You know, some people love going to galleries and museums. Some people don't. So what can you do to open the door?
Well, you know, I think one of the things that I always try to keep in mind is that even, you know, when we talk about audiences and specifically Black audiences, I always like to speak in plurality, right? Because there's tremendous diversity among Black audiences.
That's right.
So as you're saying, you know, there are some among the audience that are not regularly engaging with the arts, and there are some that do it on a you know, regular weekly basis, if anything. And so I always sort of draw, there's a friend of mine who actively programs on the museum level, Sandra Jackson. She was with the Studio Museum in Harlem, and she's mm-hmm. now in Seattle Art Museum, and she's very much about this idea of curating experiences.
Yes.
And so I think for me, when I think about engaging art, and I think I'm speaking specifically about visual arts, the idea of curating an experience, you know, the idea of bringing audience, a diverse audience in, the sort of well, you know, kind of read and the newcomer into, say, a museum, a gallery, an art space, and really creating an experience for them, I think, is important. And you do that by kind of mediating their looking. And that may be by having somebody there kind of to provide a lecture and put things in context, by posing questions, by having materials ready that will sort of give each individual his or her own hook into the art that they're looking at. And then, of course, within a curatorial context in a museum or a gallery, you can provide multimedia materials, video, you know, computer screen, touch screen options. And all of that provides a range of different points of access for the diverse audiences that we are now very much seeing in art institutions. So I think that's something to really keep in mind in terms of programming. I mean, you have the actual curating, pulling the art exhibitions together, but then you have to program. You have to create
right.
an experience
mm-hmm.
for people and encourage them to kind of come in and really be engaged actively and consistently with the work.
All right. I know this is probably unfair, but we're close to out of time, but I want each of you to give me the name of, excuse me, of a work that you love. Donna?
Oh, my gosh, for Rye.
And you know, my area is sort of visual arts here, but I'm getting ready to go see Alvin Ailey, and I was just going to, speak to Revelations and to sort of how that's become sort of an iconic piece within the context of within the context of Alvin Ailey, and very much visual in that way as well.
Great dance piece.
You know, it's a real challenge for I only because the reason I take on projects is because I love them. So it's not a question of one more than the other. But I am going to say my very first dance company that I ever performed with, which is called Nejwa Dance Corps in Chicago, that's still probably the dearest in my heart because that set me on the path that I now enjoy today.
Well, those are both great leads, and there's a lot of great art out there. So thank you both.
Thank you so much, Farai. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
We were talking to Donna Walker-Kuhn, president of Walker International Communications Group. She provides marketing services to multicultural performing arts organizations. And Isolde Brillmeier, curator and writer in New York and adjunct assistant professor of art at Vassar College.